coming in here right now is Chandler Jones. All right.
Straight from the practice field, and sweaty.
And they still do not have numbers on their uniforms in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah, so we don't actually know who's sitting in with us. It's a player, a defensive player.
Chandler, did they give you water? You need water?
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
You good? Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How was practice today?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was
fun. Muggy out there.
It was a little
rainy
out there, but, you know, we practiced through it.
Yeah? So how's your offseason going? Because we've talked a lot on this show about guys like yourself, Dante, Dennard, year two jump. And Bill has said in the past that's always the biggest jump that a guy can have in his career is that rookie year to year two. Does he talk to you about that, or have you thought about it yourself?
I've definitely thought about it. Actually, to start it off, I feel like you can go two different ways in your career with year two. I feel like this is the year that established you as a player, you know, on the field and off the field. You know, usually when a guy goes into their sophomore year, you know, if they have a bad season, that's kind of going to reflect the rest of his career. But then again, if he has a better season, then, you know, that's kind of ramping up. And that's what I'm shooting at right now. You know, actually, I had a great offseason. I put on a lot of weight, a lot of muscle, actually. I just weighed in at 270.
Wow.
And what were you last year?
Last year I was 260.
Okay.
So I put on 10 pounds and I'm moving.
See, when he gains weight, it's good. When you gain weight, Fred, it's bad.
We all do it. We all put on 10 pounds. It's a big deal.
Hey, I just had my annual physical and I am no fatter than I was last year. Okay.
And you take that as a positive.
I'm still at 215. Now, I need to lose 30 pounds. I admit it, but I'm not putting any on. So
well, that's good.
I'm maintaining.
Did you know that last year was J.J. Watt's second year?
I did know that.
Like, I mean, it's pretty common, and I actually did some, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul went from essentially a year like you where he played, he had five sacks or whatever, to, boom, Pro Bowler, Defensive Player of the Year candidate. J.J. Watt, same thing. Mm-hmm. 4.5, 5 sacks, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, 20 batted passes, 19 sacks. So you're right. It's not only it can happen, it's pretty common that these guys, if they're going to make that jump, that is the time to make it. Now, are you confident in yourself? And I know you're a confident athlete that you're ready to make that jump.
Well, I feel like a lot of that production and that success comes from, you know, guys being more familiar with the game and, you know, certain looks that they've seen before and just being more familiar with it. You know, you go into your rookie year and in your rookie year, you get those pregame jitters and everything. But now I feel like when you go out there as a sophomore, you're more, you know, fluid and you're more comfortable with even communicating with guys next to you.
Right. You have to think less.
Exactly.
A little
less
bit.
Thinking and just more just going. Green light.
Right.
So I'm excited for the tech this year, too.
Well, I'm going to expect, 18, 19 sacks. I mean, 20's a lot. 20's
right, right. Every Pats fan should accept that.
Specifically, when you talked about, you know, the weight you put on, was there things about your game that you wanted to sort of, I don't know, adjust your workout routine to sort of benefit? Was there something, some kind of correlation? We know you have the connection with your brother. Right. I don't know if you did any kind of off-season work with him or.
Right. My biggest goal wasn't just to put on weight. But putting on weight and being able to move with it.
Good weight, yeah.
Yeah, some guys, they'll put on weight and they'll be like, you know, they're running
slower. Yeah, that's
slower.
Me.
Right. I feel like I haven't really missed a step with the 10 pounds added. But, the weight is good. It's great weight. It's muscle mass. And big shout out to Harold and Moses Cabrera. They did a great job of, you know, pushing me this offseason. And we're still going. We're still lifting. But, I'm excited for Tech Year 2.
Was there a point last year, and now that the year's over, you can maybe admit it, that you felt, I am hitting that rookie wall a little bit?
Well, it's funny that you said that because, you know, I talk to my brother almost every day, especially during the season where I feel like we get closer. Well, not the weeks that we're playing against each other, obviously. But he said he feels like he hit the rookie wall every year. Every single year.
So it's just the wall.
I feel like I was in college and I played max of 12 games. My last year that I played 13 because we had a bowl game. But you go into a 20-game season. I don't feel like it's the rookie wall. It's just, you know, it's wear and tear in your body. And that's where the strength conditioning coaches come in again. You know, they prep you for those type of things. They have a lot of weight training to get your body more durable for a longer season. So, you know, me having a full off season as an NFL player, it's a great help. And I'm excited to attack this year.
Yeah. Have you kept up with all the comings and going in terms of personnel and, you know, who you're going to be playing with this year and anyone particular like, oh, you know, I can't wait to play with this guy?
No, not really.
No.
You know, because, you know, football is a business. You know, you never know who you're going to line up against. One week you might have X and O, make the next week you have someone else. Yeah. So it's really a business. You know, you got to do your job and you know, put the team first.
You talked about wanting to work out with your brother. I think you said you didn't exactly cross paths, but you've been doing some MMA-type work. Right. How important is that aspect of the game? Because a lot of us forget, and I can remember Anthony Pleasant was a big believer in hand fighting, and, you know, he would do these little drills, which really kind of looked like patty cake that he'd be doing without just hand slapping and different things. How much have you focused on that type of thing this offseason in terms of the hand placement, the little games, and those techniques that can, you know, probably be a major factor in a big jump in success?
That was a big emphasis this offseason, actually. I wanted to train with my brother, but when I was all packed up and ready to go, it's too close to the fight for him to have, you know, have company. He's kind of self-centered and wanted to be alone.
Yeah.
But I was training out in Providence. I'm not sure the name of the gym, but I was doing a lot of boxing and a lot of, you know, shadow boxing and things of that nature. But it's huge, you know. For me, my position, my biggest thing is my target, my hands. My target is the chest or the clavicle of that offensive player across from me. So if I can get my hands in your chest bet faster, you know, which was forks and hand speed, I'll automatically win no matter what happens. So basically just getting my hands faster and doing a lot of boxing, that definitely helped this season.
By the way, how is your brother doing?
He's doing well. Yeah, he got his toe back intact and he got it stitched up and he's in a boot now, but he'll be good. He's in Russia right now. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw him tweeting, yeah. Claiming he was the only black guy in Moscow.
I saw that.
Arthur was also dealing with some surgery too, right?
No? Arthur didn't have surgery.
Oh, okay. I thought he had.
In college he had surgery.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, obviously it's disappointing the way the season ended. But was there any sort of silver lining for you to be able to watch Arthur, you know, go on and have the success? Or was it just so disappointing to lose the...
It was definitely disappointing. You know, we went out there and we lost. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to play. But, you know, that's why we're just moving forward, getting ready for this year. But, you know, I was happy for my brother. You know,
yeah.
He's a champion. Well, he was a champion. And my brother's a champion. So, I mean, that's great success. But other than that, there's no...
So 20 sacks in the Super Bowl title. You'd be all set.
We'll see what happens.
I like how you've turned the count. He was a champion.
No, I know.
He's not a champion. We moved on.
That was extremely Bill-like
right
there.
This is 2013.
You've learned well in 1 year. That's very, very nicely done.
That's a Patriot way.
Now, this week, you know, out there, obviously as a defensive lineman, you just talked about the point of your game is physical, to get the other guy around the chest plate and mm-hmm. move him around. But what are the things you're kind of doing in a non-pads environment to lay the foundation?
Just being more familiar with the calls, you know, for you know, a call to be called and for me to know it like the back of my hand without, you know, having to go through it and have to think about it in my head. So if I was to hear a call, boom, I'll be right there, you know, it'll be ready. So not just on the field, but more off the field, you know, film studies and things of that nature.
We joked about you having the year two jump, but as Fred said, you know, Dante is part of that, Tavon, mm-hmm. Alfonso. Do you guys have a group dynamic? Because you all played a lot on mm-hmm. defense last year, and you're talking about almost 50% of the defense is you guys, your draft class, your group. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have some sort of, you know, this can be our defense. We need to be impact as a group. We can
be the
reason.
Well, I don't know. You're not from Rutgers, so.
That's right.
That's funny. Yeah. We joke about that all the time.
Yeah. So do we.
That's funny. But, we definitely, our draft class did very well, you know, and to speak for those guys, Dante, he had a great season. Tavon and Alfonso, and a lot of those guys, even the free agent, Justin Francis, you know,
yep.
he came in there, and when I was banged up, he came in there and had a few great games.
Yep.
So, you know, we're very close. As a draft class, we're very close. Not saying that we're closer than others, but, you know, if you see on Twitter, we're always hanging out and
yep.
things of that nature. But, yeah, definitely, to take ownership of this defense as young guys, you know, obviously you have the leaders like Gerard Mayo and Devin McCourty and Vince Wilfork. But, you know, everyone can be a leader in their own shape or form.
Well, one of our emailers just emailed in. He says, you know, he sees that you – a lot of the rookies hang out and tweet with each other. Mm-hmm. Do you also hang out with the guys like Mayo and Spikes and Vince and Kevin?
Yeah, when we hang out, I feel like it's more different. You know, with the rookies, we hang out as we probably go out and, you know, go to dinner together. When we hang out with guys like Vince Wilfork and Mayo, it's more at charity events, more things of, you know, more of yeah. structural formation.
Plus, they're at different, I mean, a lot of those guys are married
yeah,
and family,
have wives
and you
kids,
guys are
yeah.
still kind of
single,
free and easy.
Yeah.
Now, what was, you were at the fight, right, when your brother won, and from what I read, he would have lost had he not ended the fight, right? Because they would have stopped it. And
The doctor wouldn't allow them to finish the fight, so, you know, thank God that they stopped the fight. A lot of people want to call it early stoppage, but I think he was, you know, hitting him pretty few times to the face. But, yeah, they stopped it early. I don't think they stopped it early, but people say they stopped it right. early. But thank God that they stopped it is because if he would have went and proceeded out of the second round, the doctor wouldn't have let him finish the fight.
And he would have lost.
Yeah. He would have lost.
Wow.
He might have lost the toe, too.
Yeah.
The way so that thing pretty. Was.
Looking. Matter of fact, now that you brought his record up, I think they're trying to veto that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of it because, you know, it was a disqualification from an illegal elbow.
Yeah.
So.
How much are you? How much do you like going to those fights?
You know what? I like them because my brother wins. I never seen him really get beat up.
Right.
But I get more nervous for his fights than my own games. I really do. My hands get sweaty. I feel like I'm going to, vomit. It's bad.
I could definitely see that.
Well, I mean, brutal. Do you actually think that he could get badly hurt? I mean, is that in your head?
In that sport, anything can happen.
Right.
Anything can happen. I mean, I've seen a YouTube clip where a guy got his shin kicked in, and it was worse than the Kevin Ware incident.
Yeah, it was bad.
So,
yeah.
I mean, in that sport, anything can happen. A guy can throw a wild punch and knock someone out. So,
when he first got involved in it, what were you thinking like that? Like, what are you doing? Why do you want to do this, John?
My brother's always been like the odd one out of the bunch. He's always, he was always the odd one. Always, And I just always say, I have a brother that plays for Syracuse or plays for the Ravens. Oh, then I have another brother that fights. He's not really, he wasn't the champion of the world then. So he came out to be, the light heavyweight champion of the world. Now I'm always bragging, my brother's John Bones Jones.
Now they're saying he's the best ever, pound for pound, best ever. And
if he gets one more win, I think he breaks a record or ties a record.
Yeah. So what's he doing in Russia?
I have no idea.
Because I was envisioning when Rocky goes to Russia and trains in the mountains and stuff. And
I don't think he's doing that with that toe.
But
I don't know what he's doing in Russia. I really
trying to run so fast that the car swerves off the road.
Yeah, in the snow with the log on his back and everything.
All right. Well, Scott writes in, the good news is the new year. The bad news is at 270, they're going to make you a defensive tackle.
No.
That's why they're getting rid of all the defensive tackles.
Like I said, I'm 270, but I still move like I was, the same weight I was last year.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that I'm 270. I get to play stronger.
Yeah. No, because all the tackles are, 320.
Right.
I mean, you probably heard it when you got drafted. Everyone said, wow. Upside's huge, but he's got a frame that he needs to put some more weight on. Heard that.
Right, all the time.
Yeah, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. You obviously had the room to do it, and you've done it.
Fred, according to the cue cards in the window, he has a meeting coming up, so you might want to wrap
up.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want Bill yelling at us because he's late for a meeting.
You should come back because you're one of our favorite guests.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
You active on Twitter.
Dante owes us one, too. So
Dante owes you guys one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except yeah, he kind of blew us off last week.
I kind of got off Twitter for a little bit. Now I'm back on the Twitter game.
Yeah, stay on Twitter. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Chandler Jones, thanks so much for coming. Big year two jump coming up for Chandler. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more PFW.
I don't know if you have anybody. I don't think you have anybody in there.
Can't take a break. We don't have a producer.
But
all right,
but
Chandler, you can
Chandler,
go.
You can go to your.
How about I do a rap for a break? Chicka chicka chicka.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
Right. See you, Chandler. Thank you, man.
All right, Chandler's leaving us. Thank you. All right.